Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And since it's Friday, it's Wine Review Day. And today I wanted to try something that goes really well with some stew. So I decided to go to a different country this time and not California for my Syrah. So, you know, Syrahs have this big cherry, big raspberry taste, fruit forward wise, but I wanted also to have a little complexity in there. So I wanted to try a Syrah that would go well with like some carrots and some peas, some celery. We had some turkey meatballs in there and just a lot of good little mixtures. So I wanted to try a Syrah. And what I pulled off the shelf was something from the Wine Insiders collection that I had about six bottles from, because I picked up this Syrah and a Cabernet Sauvignon at the same time. So I wanted to get some deep red wines that I wanted to have with a couple of stews and red meat. So this one come from the Mountainside Vineyard overlooking South Africa's beautiful False Bay, which was interesting. I was kind of like, oh, okay. Got a little story behind it. The winery of Good Hope is the winery that it came from. So like I said, this is supposed to be a luscious, really big on plum and blackberry and raspberry, like some deep berry taste. So I wanted to try it. I was like, let me just pull this out and go with my stew. So popped it. Me and my wife had it, and look at the deep, almost purplish color on that. It's a really decent looking color on there. Check it out. But really luscious. So let's get a little whiff of this to see what it smells like. So this is what I got from it before, and it's still there. A really kind of tobacco, kind of metal. This is different. It had a metal kind of either smell to it or taste. When I get into the taste, I can tell you how it's kind of hitting me in a certain way. But you have a little of the fruit forward smell. Yeah, kind of more on the dark blackberry than actually raspberry. So it wasn't really sweet tart type smell. And it's not plum, because I've had some that has like a really fresh plum kind of smell to it, but this one isn't. So let's get a taste of it, because I really want to really get into it really quickly. So yeah, blackberry. I let it sit a little bit. And when I let it sit and let it breathe, you get that lingering back taste that has a kind of like a metal kind of taste of it. It's a little gone now, because when I first opened it up, it almost tastes like you was drinking from a metal cup. It had that metallic taste kind of taste to it. Really, really kind of acidic. Not too tannic, though. That's the one thing. It's not too tannic. And the flavor isn't lasting. You just get a lot of that kind of tobacco feel. You know, when you smell a tobacco, or if you ever smoked or chewed tobacco, I was a pipe man, so I had that. I kind of taste that. You get that kind of grainy tobacco type taste on your tongue, but really not tannic. I was hoping I was getting a little more tannins on it, but I'm not getting that from it. It's not really fruity. So the complexity of the Syrah isn't as good as I would expect it to be. It's a decent wine. Would it be a return wine? this one would not be a return wine. I wouldn't buy this again. I wasn't impressed. I've had a lot of great Syrahs from California, and I think I'm going to stick with it. So this South African one wasn't, it's not really impressive. And here's where my problem is. Even though I got it from the Wine Insiders, it was a $12 price point on this. I've had better wines in that range, $12 to $14. This one, if it was $8, maybe $7 that I got it as discounted with everything else, I would say, oh, okay, it's an average wine. It's a decent drinking, but it's not a standalone either. So you would be drinking this most likely with a meal. It would probably go much better because of the lack of complexities as a standalone. So you would probably enjoy it a little more if you actually had it with a meal. And I think it would have played a lot better in that way, but not too impressed with that. They said it's dry. It could be dry because once you get the flavor, and the flavor just really just goes away quickly. You know what I mean? It's like, let me get one more. So, no, I'm not getting a flavor as a standalone. I'm going to finish this with what I'm eating, but I'm not really impressed with this. But it's a decent pairing wine. So if you can pair this with something, you'll probably be good. They recommend a lot of, lamb, a lot of, beef, different little things like that. It's really not anything out of the ordinary that you would say, ooh, I would like to have it with this beef, lamb. And it said poultry, but I wouldn't say poultry. I would say keep it with some gamey type meals, and it would be great as a complimentary one, so as a pairing. But that's the Vinium Reserve Syrah. If you want something to pair with a meal and you want to pull it out and have it, I say go for it. But if you want to say, hey, look, this is Syrah, I like to sit down and have a glass full of this, I don't think this is the one. I really don't think this is the one. And it being reserve, I was really, really disappointed as well. But South African wine, Urban Wine Life, and go to .com or go to YouTube so you can see this. I always talk about that. I kind of like to do podcasts and the show the wine, so you can get them both. So go to both and you can check it out and go from there. Other than that, thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. See you next week.